Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Viktor E. Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning is a profound narrative and psychological exploration into the human spirit's resilience under the most harrowing conditions. First published in 1946, this masterpiece derives from Frankl's own experiences as a concentration camp inmate during World War II. His observations led him to discover the importance of finding meaning in all forms of existence, even in the most sordid experiences, and thus a reason to continue living. Frankl introduces us to logotherapy, a psychotherapeutic method he developed that emphasizes the human search for meaning as the central force of motivation in our lives. The book, divided into two parts, firstly recounts Frankl's personal experiences in the camps, and secondly, explains the principles of logotherapy. This piece is not just a memoir, but an insightful guide that challenges the reader to reconsider their suffering, aspirations, and pursuits of meaning in life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the existential vacuum, one of the core concepts introduced by Viktor Frankl in Man's Search for Meaning, is the existential vacuum, a state characterized by a sense of emptiness and meaninglessness. Frankl observed this phenomenon among his fellow concentration camp prisoners, as well as in individuals living in the post-war era. The existential vacuum arises when a person's actions lack authentic personal significance and purpose. Frankl argues that in modern society, where traditional values and familial roles have often diminished, individuals find themselves with more freedom yet less direction. This condition leads to boredom, apathy, and various forms of neurosis. Frankl suggests that the quest for meaning is the primary intrinsic motivation in humans, and filling the existential vacuum requires finding purposive and value-driven goals beyond oneself. This topic not only provides insight into human psychology, but also offers a lens through which we can examine our own lives and societal constructs. Secondly, logotherapy and finding meaning. Logotherapy, developed by Viktor Frankl, forms the heart of man's search for meaning. It is predicated on the belief that the primary drive in human beings is not pleasure, as Freud suggested, nor power, as Adler suggested, but the pursuit of what Frankl terms meaning. Within the book, Frankl delineates three main ways through which one can find meaning in life: by creating a work or doing a deed, by experiencing something or encountering someone, and by the attitude we take towards unavoidable suffering. Logotherapy is distinctly forward-looking, urging individuals to orient their lives towards future goals and meanings, rather than being tethered to past traumas or failures. Frankl's therapeutic approach encourages people to identify and pursue meaningful life projects and attitudes, even in the face of life's unavoidable suffering. His insights on how to confront life's adversities and find personal significance within them have profound implications not only for psychotherapy, but for the way we approach our existential concerns. Thirdly, suffering and meaning. Viktor Frankl posits in Man's Search for Meaning that suffering in itself is devoid of meaning, yet it provides a pivotal opportunity to find significance through the manner in which we choose to respond to it. Frankl's experiences in Nazi concentration camps highlighted how individuals facing unimaginable horrors could still assert a choice in their approach to suffering. This choice lies in the freedom to adopt an attitude towards suffering that can imbue it with meaning. For Frankl, meaning could be found in suffering itself, provided the individual saw their suffering as a task to bear with dignity, a chance to demonstrate courage, or an opportunity to become a testament to human resilience. The notion that our responses to suffering can transform it into a source of meaning is a powerful affirmation of human agency and spirit. Frankl's insights teach us that, while we may not have control over the sources of our suffering, we maintain the autonomy to decide how these challenges will define us. Fourthly, the role of love in finding meaning in man's search for meaning. Viktor Frankl presents love as the highest pursuit that can provide life with meaning. Amid the desolate backdrop of concentration camps, Frankl discovered that thoughts of loved ones could provide unmatched strength. He argues that genuine love goes beyond the physical or emotional plane. It is the capability to see the potential in others, even when they cannot see it themselves. Love, in Frankl's view, enables us to transcend our limitations and sufferings by connecting deeply with another's essence, and in doing so, we encounter reasons to endure and hopes to live for. This perspective is revolutionary because it positions love not just as a relational dynamic, but as a profound existential force capable of uncovering the most profound meanings in life. Frankl's reflections on love invite readers to consider how their relationships can be a source of strength and meaning, urging us to look beyond superficial connections towards truly life-affirming bonds. Lastly, the will to meaning. Frankl's concept of the will to meaning is pivotal in understanding the essence of his message in man's search for meaning. Contrary to the will to power theorized by Nietzsche or the will to pleasure proposed by Freud, Frankl posits that the primary motivational force in individuals is the pursuit of meaning. His assertion is that life holds a potential meaning under any conditions, even the most miserable ones. This central tenet of logotherapy suggests that when a person cannot find meaning, they experience existential frustration, which can manifest as neurosis. Frankl's emphasis on the will to meaning challenges us to continuously seek out and engage with our world and our experiences to find personal significance. This pursuit is not presented as an easy task, but as an essential one for psychological well-being and fulfillment. The will to meaning motivates individuals to persevere, innovate, and redefine their circumstances. Frankl's insights encourage a proactive and engaged approach to life, a one that seeks depth, purpose, and connection. In conclusion, Viktor E. Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning is an indispensable guide for anyone grappling with the questions of purpose, suffering, and how to lead a life of significance. This book is particularly suited for those undergoing personal crises, facing existential angst, or seeking to understand the value of their experiences. Frankl's narrative transcends mere autobiography to offer profound wisdom on how to find meaning in the most challenging circumstances. His teachings on logotherapy, the existential vacuum, and the role of love and suffering in the quest for meaning have universal applicability. Readers from all walks of life can draw inspiration from his resilience and his profound insights into the human condition. Engaging with Frankl's work encourages a reflective and purpose-driven approach to life, reminding us that even in darkness there lies the potential for growth and transformation. Man's Search for Meaning is more than a book. It's a roadmap to finding enduring purpose and light in our lives. If you would like to support Viktor E. Frankl, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.